We are here at the 2009 Commodity Classics, which is just about to wrap up here pretty soon. With me is Rick Tolman, who is CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. And Rick, what do you think about this year's attendance at Commodity Classics?
I'm really impressed, Cindy, given the economy and some of the things that were going on. We had such an exciting year last year with high prices and things that I didn't think we'd match it this year. But as I understand it, we're either right at the record or slightly over it. So that's phenomenal.
It is absolutely amazing. I've been impressed myself. It doesn't seem like we have an economic crisis here. But, I mean, there's always realities that we have to face. But what are some of the biggest issues that have been discussed at Classic this year?
Well, I think one of the ones we're hearing in our sector is the state of the ethanol industry, and that's reflects our demand picture overall. Our exports are down, our livestock use is down, and ethanol's been the one that's been picking up the slack, and it's in some significant trouble. And so that's been our major focus. I think also we're pretty concerned about the livestock industry and wanting to be able to get back on really good working relationship with them. The biofuel situation strained that relationship last year, but you know, we have a lot of common enemies, those who want to just do away with all the conventional agriculture, and we need to rally together and fight that.
Now, sustainability continues to be a major concern, and the corn growers have worked with the Keystone Alliance at Field to Market. How is that that alliance working to help address the sustainability issue?
I think it's been a fantastic outcome. That's about 2 years old, and it took a good 18 months to get everybody. It's such a diverse group. We've got environmental groups. We've got retail food companies. We've got ag farm commodity groups. Everybody on the same page and agree to a common set of language and information. But I think it's been a really good effort to put some practicality to the term sustainability. And the first tools that are coming out of that are really good and really show we have a great story in agriculture, contrary to what the national media says. And it's objective, it's analytical, it's third party, it's well done. I think it's going to be a great proactive tool for us.
Well, getting back to the ethanol issue, land use and increasing the amount of ethanol that can be blended into regular gasoline seem to be the two biggest issues regarding ethanol, the ethanol industry. How are the corn growers working with the ethanol industry to try and address those issues?
You know, the indirect land use issue that you alluded to is one that by statute is something that EPA has to take a look at in the renewable fuel standard. Now, personally, I think it's absolutely a ridiculous concept and doesn't make any sense at all. However, it is in law, and so EPA does have to look at it. So we're dealing with it with the ethanol industry on a scientific basis. We believe that the preponderance of science will say that there is not a connection between what we're doing with biofuels in the United States and the land use patterns around the world. And we're going to rely on science to do that. We have seen a number of reports come out already where we have a number of groups we're working with to produce some more. So if the decision is made on a scientific basis, we're very confident the science will vindicate the position that we have. On the higher blends, that's also an administrative action that only EPA can do. A lot of politics involved in that. But, again, the bottom line is if the science supports it, it ought to move forward. And we believe the science is there. We're working with the ethanol industry to make sure we've got a good case to put together. And I suspect in the next week or two that there will be a formal request for a waiver and be able to raise that blend rate.
It's really important for the agriculture industry to work together and to speak as one voice, being as small as we are relatively numbers-wise compared to the entire population. It's been really gratifying to see how Commodity Classic has brought growers of different commodities together. And this year, of course, we brought in grain sorghum in addition to corn, wheat, and soybeans. How is that working? How are all these associations working together?
You make an excellent point. We're too small in agriculture to be fighting among ourselves. And I think sometimes because farmers are independent businessmen, they're rugged individualists, that there is a tendency to be very strong in opinions and you have some of this internal friction. But things like Commodity Classic bring us together and help us realize how much we have in common. We're all interested in biofuels. We're all interested in a safety net and farm policy. We're all working on sustainability issues. We're all working on environment conservation. So It focuses on the commonality, I think, pulls us together. When we can sit down and talk one-on-one and understand each other, then it makes us pull together. So this is a good model. I think we need to expand it and have more constructive discussions with the livestock industry and focus on our commonality rather than our differences. And so I'm really glad that the sorghum folks joined us, and I think we need to bring more groups in.
Speaking of safety net for agriculture, this week the Obama administration came out with their budget proposal. And there's a little bit of concern among agriculture because they were talking about, basically, cutting farm program payments. So what is the buzz here at Classic about what they think about what may come out of the Obama administration regarding budget for agriculture?
Well, there's two things that trouble me personally about it. First of all, the Farm Bill is a five-year program, and it's a contract. We went through a whole 2 years of discussions and worked through to get that done and made compromises and made it more robust and put in more reforms and things. Then finally we get it signed, and it hasn't even been implemented yet, and they're talking about changing it again. And that's a principle I think is wrong. You make a commitment, stick with it. Secondly, I think some of the commentary coming out of the administration troubles me. Not so much what they want to do, but the way they teed it up or set it up, because I think it reflects a misunderstanding of agriculture, and that concerns me. For example, apparently some of the comments tied feeding poor, hungry children in the U.S. and balance that against rich farmers. Well, we're talking about two entirely different programs there, and I think it's really unfortunate to put those images in front of the media and the general public who don't understand farm programs anyway. We're talking about a basic safety net to protect farmers if there's a disaster. And the vast majority of USDA funding already goes to food stamps and helping the hungry poor. And it's not like one is taking away from the other. Those are the two things that bothered me the most.
Well, at the same time, they were talking about increased rural broadband access and the stimulus bill, increased funding for renewable fuels and other renewable energy sources. So it seems like there are, there's support in the Obama administration for many of the priorities for agriculture.
Absolutely, and that's why the rhetoric was unfortunate, because it is mislaying out what's going on. Rural America is part of America. It's a big part of America, and there's a lot of things that they're suffering just as much as the rest of the economy in this downturn, and so we need to do things to support that. And there was some good things in there. So, put it to the new administration, and they're kind of working on some of the sound bites, and the sound bites got a little misaligned, and we need to work with them on that.
Okay, that's really all the questions I have, Rick. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just like to say, Cindy, that I really appreciate you and your folks that you work with in the farm broadcasters for being very diligent in working to get out the facts and the information about agriculture. Contrary to sometimes what we were just talking about, the national media who picks up sound bites and things that are going to stir people up and things that look negative, we have a very good story in American agriculture. It's tremendously innovative. We have lots of application of technology getting more and more efficient, more effective. It's one of the brightest sectors in our whole economy, and yet to the general public, it's being portrayed as having to rely on subsidies, as being inefficient, as wasting resources, as being environmentally unfriendly. So I appreciate the job you do and others do in trying to get that story told correctly.
Thank you very much. Rick Tolman here at the 2009 Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
All right. Well.